Peter Kay here, sitting in for Danny Baker until 5 o'clock, playing some great music like this.
Whoever takes over can get Peter Kay to sit in for him.
I mean, remember Rumble. When Peter Kay just used to like come and just like hang
he
out?
He was coming. He was doing what the hell? No, Jerry Slack's coming tomorrow. Dear Jerry, he's coming all
he's
the way.
He's coming all the way from America.
He's coming from America, and we're not going to be here. Oh, sorry, bud.
No, I know that. I'm used to that.
Oh
my God! Oh, that's terrible. Jerry's like.
It's quite funny, actually, isn't it?
It's very us.
He's going to get here in
it's very us.
He's just going to find it in the balls across the studio like an abandoned mine in a Scooby-Doo cartoon. Poor Jerry. He's the real victim in all of this. Have you just joined us? We're laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. The station has cancelled the show. It's got rid of us. I know that's gallows humor, I know, but we're done.
What else are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Exactly, what are you going to do?
What have we done here every afternoon? We've come together, us happy band, and what's been going on out there in the great metropolis? We've tried to say to anyone, well, you know what, there's a tent you can huddle in here and not worry about the wicked world one bit. And so we're virtually done.
Oh,
we're
damn.
Virtually, I know, that's
oh,
it.
Damn.
And it's not like and chiefly yourselves and all of that. And we're going to have to deal with that. And we're done and we're out of here forever. That's it. We do not want to go.
We
but
don't.
Apparently it makes financial sense. It certainly don't for you two. The money you've been paid over the years, something saved me. People don't believe it when I say, 50 quid. And I'll be honest with you, after deductions, I get 300. And I am apparently the best radio presenter in Britain. So we never did this because there were bigger fish to fry elsewhere. It was because for the treehouse. And because everybody out there thought, well, this is the greatest job in the world. And plainly it was.
Absolutely.
And it may be the last non-generic radio left. But unfortunately, we deal with people who should, as I say, choke to death on their advocacies. And if ever they turn around and ever want to name part of this building, I remember what they did to John Peel too. I'm not putting myself up there with Peel and Kenny Everett. They want all of the credit for it, but they simply don't have the gumption, the wit, the art, or indeed the joie de vivre to come anywhere close to what we do and we did here in the afternoons.
Sacked. Who could take a sunrise?